A quick update on the sabotage of the infrastructure in North America. The Wall Street Journal has come out with a story that confirms exactly what myself and Alex Jones and others have been warning about, which is the deliberate dismantling of the energy grid. Of course, the food grid's also being sabotaged on purpose, but the power system takedown is now recognized by the Wall Street Journal. They did an SOS article saying that the shutting down of these coal plants and natural gas plants, there's no replacement for the shutdowns. And they're just taking capacity out of the power grid with no plan to ever replace it. And the specific grid region that they're talking about in this Wall Street Journal article is, it's kind of the Northeast grid. I know it's not just one grid, but it's a region that spans from Illinois all the way to the East Coast, the kind of the Northeast area. So it's a massive area, and they simply will not have the electrical capacity to power the homes and businesses and industry for that entire area. They're going to start having rolling blackouts, just power grid, just brownouts and blackouts, like, hey, you just don't have power for 8 hours a day. You know, good luck running your restaurant or good luck doing dishes or laundry in your home. You're just not going to have power. But this is all being done on purpose. That's the thing. And it's all being done in the name of green and, you know, climate. You got to save the climate. Well, they've decided already that the way to save the climate is to dismantle human infrastructure, to take down civilization. And when the Wall Street Journal finally gets it, which just happened, you know that it's becoming so obvious they can't cover it up anymore. I mean, for years they say, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. No, it isn't. They're literally dismantling the power grid infrastructure. But that's just part of this story. By the way, no wonder more people are coming to Texas, because Texas has its own power grid, and Texas has the energy to power the power grid. This is why Texas is the future of America, because Texas will continue to function. A lot of other regions will just have no power, in like portions of California on the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, and much of the Northeast and so on. I mean, it's going to be the states that have power will be in the Midwest and the South, you know, like Florida, Texas and Arizona, Utah, Wyoming. I guess that's not the Midwest, but you get the idea. Plus the Midwest will also have power. But the East Coast, especially the Northeast and the West Coast, the days are coming when there's no reliable power. I mean, you'll have power sometimes whenever they want you to, but not all the time. And remember this when they push you to buy an electric vehicle. Yeah, sure, they want you to buy an electric car because they know you won't be able to charge it, because they'll just turn off the power. Oh, good luck. And then they'll have a power emergency. And they'll even say you're not allowed to charge an electric car. And since they can monitor your electricity usage with the smart meters, you're screwed no matter what. You can't sort of surreptitiously charge your car. They will know. And they will fine you or arrest you or just shut off your power. Whereas if you have a gasoline engine, you can just drive to the gas station, you know, shell out some cash, get some gas, and even you can store gas, you know, or diesel. And there's nothing that the establishment can do about that. They can't limit you if you have a combustion engine, which is why they're trying to get rid of those. But there's another element to this that's just critical to understand. You know, there were three fires in Mexico at oil refineries, all owned by the same company. And these fires all happened, I think, last Thursday, and they were sabotage fires. That's what's very clear in all of this. They were sabotage fires. So someone was trying to take out the oil refinery capacity in Mexico. And if you start to ask the question and dig into it, like, who wants to do that? Well, it turns out that Mexico was selling gasoline very inexpensively to North America, specifically in places like Texas. And the Biden regime doesn't want Americans to have affordable gasoline, for all the reasons that are probably obvious at this point. So it looks like, and we can't prove it yet, but it looks like the same black ops teams run by the deep state government that are running around setting fire to the food facilities are also setting fire now to Mexican refineries. They're literally operating in Mexico carrying out arson against oil refineries in Mexico as a warning to say, hey, if you don't stop selling cheap gas to Americans, we're going to burn your infrastructure down. It's exactly what they're doing. And remember, there have been a lot of mysterious fires in America of oil refineries, such as the one that was shut down in Philadelphia, and also the LNG port, liquid natural gas port that blew up, I don't know, a year ago or something in Texas, I think, or one of the Gulf Coast areas. Yeah, I think it's in Texas. And that's only now coming back online. So are you getting the picture yet? We have a government that has come to the conclusion that just policies alone and executive orders alone can't shut down the infrastructure quite enough. So they're resorting to terrorism, to arson, sabotage, terrorism. So yeah, it's a regulatory attack and it's a terrorism attack on the energy infrastructure. Now remember, this is the same government, the US government, that also carried out an act of terrorism against Germany and Russia by destroying the Nord Stream pipeline. I mean, think about the enormity of that. They blew up the infrastructure pipeline that serves businesses and households and even government offices and industry to cripple Western Europe. And it has crippled Western Europe like never before. We're talking massive layoffs and shutdowns of industry with no potential future. It's not coming back from what has already happened with the energy shutdowns. Western Europe, as we know it, is done. You know, the fertilizer has been shut down. Spring planting is coming. What are they going to fertilize with? The food scarcity across Western Europe will be felt over the next several years. It's going to kick in, especially in the summer and fall harvest of this year, 2023. It's going to be extraordinary. But they're also trying to sabotage, of course, and take down the entire infrastructure of America. They don't want Americans to have energy at all. They don't want you to have options. They don't want you to be able to grow your own food. They don't want you to have anything that they don't centrally control, whether it's water, food, fuel, electricity, you know, medicine, money, everything. It's a total monopolistic control scenario, and they are at war with the American people. And I've interviewed experts who confirm all this, such as Dr. Andrew Huff, the former VP of EcoHealth Alliance, former top secret clearance holder, worked for Homeland Security, was an expert in food security, told me during an interview, which is public, that the pattern of sabotage against food infrastructure in America, it's like they're going down the list of the Homeland Security critical food infrastructure list. They're just going down the list, like, let's hit this and this and this. Somebody's doing this. Somebody's setting fire. There are arson teams running around burning things down. That's what's happening on purpose. Now, think about this in the context of what else is happening, which is the depopulation via vaccines. So, of course, right now we're facing a massive depopulation effort, and the establishment is hoping people just die off from heart attacks and strokes and, you know, whatever, and also infertility for population control. But just in case that's not enough, and it's not because a lot of people rejected the vaccines, they are now deliberately taking down the food infrastructure and the energy infrastructure, specifically of Western civilization. This is key to understand. They're taking down the United States and Western Europe. Notice that these attacks, especially the one on Nord Stream, affects Western Europe, but does not deprive energy to, you know, like Belarus and Russia and a bunch of other countries. So Russia's got plenty of energy. And frankly, China has plenty of energy because they're just building a coal plant every day. You know, screw the Paris Climate Accords. That's China's view. They want everybody else to have restrictions on energy, but not China itself. And by the way, that's the whole point of the Paris Climate Accords, was to deprive America of energy infrastructure, to slow America down so that China could dominate the world. Because the CCP, of course, controls much of American policy right now, you know, for all the reasons that you might imagine. and blackmail of the Biden crime family, for example. So we are living under, all of us, we're living under a terrorist regime that is absolutely, meticulously taking out the very things that keep civilization alive. Energy, food, fuel, and so on. And their next target? Money. The money supply, the banking system, the fiat currencies. They will collapse the euro. That's probably coming first. And then they'll collapse the dollar sometime after that. And you will be left with no option, at least unless you understand, you know, things like gold and silver or crypto or barter, things like that. But you'll be left with no official option other than a central bank digital currency. That's what they'll say, that you have to sign up for this central bank digital currency or you won't be able to engage in banking whatsoever. That's what they're going to try to roll out. And then once you sign up for that, guess what? Well, then you have to meet the social credit score in order to access your money, right? So if you criticize transgenderism, oh, no, you can't take money out of the bank, even your own money, so to speak. You've been locked out. So that's exactly what's coming. And that's why people need to understand the importance of having off-grid solutions for all these things. Food, energy, money, medicine, you name it. And I've re-emphasized that, you know, again and again in my books and my reporting. Have off-grid solutions for everything. And of course, I have a free downloadable audio book on this very point. It's called Resilient Prepping. And you can download it for free at resilientprepping.com. R-E-S-I-L-I-E-N-T, resilientprepping.com. Free transcript as well, printable transcript. You can print out, you download all the audio files, their MP3 files, get it on your desktop and save those files, put them on a hard drive, put them on a thumb drive, give them to people, you know, put them on torrent sites, spread them around. It's all good. Get this to as many people as possible, because the only people that are going to be free are those who have off-grid solutions. Because they are burning down the infrastructure, folks. They are burning it down. And you can live on, frankly, a much smaller amount of energy if you've got some backup systems. It might be some solar panels. It might be a solar generator. It might be having your own water collection system, like a small rooftop collection system. I mean, it's trouble. It's costs and it's time and effort. But you can grow some of your own food, right? You can get by if you have the knowledge, and that's what I teach in that book, Resilient Prepping. So download it. If you haven't listened to it yet, give it a listen. You're going to learn survival skills that will keep you alive as we are living as victims under international government terrorism against the citizens of the West. That's what this is. This is attempted genocide against every living person living in Western countries in order to just eliminate them from Earth, frankly, and let the communists dominate the planet. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Take care.